A caller tells us about slow traffic on the Legacy Highway. That's going to be about a mile or so before you get to Parish Lane.
Seeing brake lights southbound 15 from Bangor Highway over to Timpanogos, and then speeds increase all the way down into Springville. Sutherland's Spring Catalog is here. Sutherland's decking adds value and an enjoyable outdoor space. Cimarron composite decking is just $1.50 per linear foot. Save 45% compared to their competitors. Sutherland's, Heather Kelly, KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast looks like we're going to have a few clouds and cool tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the mid-70s, and then mostly sunny skies. Temperatures in the low 80s all the way through your Memorial Day weekend.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 5 o'clock. Today is Thursday, May 23rd. This is Utah's afternoon news. I'm Scott Seeger.
And in for Maria Chaleos for the rest of this week, I'm Tim Hughes. What a beautiful day in Salt Lake City with that sunshine, 69 degrees.
We're starting to see delays all along the I-15 corridor. I'm Heather Kelly.
And our top story this hour is breaking national news out of Grapevine, Texas. Boys who say they are gay can now be a member of a scout troop. Scout leaders from across the country have given the okay today. Our team coverage, live team coverage, begins with Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Scott, over 60% of the 1,400 delegates voted to allow gay kids into the Boy Scouts. A ban on gay leaders remains. Jennifer Terrell was removed last year as a Scout den mother because she's gay.
This is what we've been working for. It's a small step in the right direction, but it's huge in another way.
The new resolution goes into effect on January 1st. The Scouts say the resolution reinforces that scouting is a youth program, and any sexual conduct by boys is contrary to the virtues of scouting. The LDS Church and Utah Pride Center are responding to the decision. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Well, Cleon, the news of the official ban on gay scouts being lifted is being praised by local LGBT advocates as a major step in the right direction. Valerie Larrabee with the Utah Pride Center says she's thrilled gay scouts will be able to join, but she feels the exclusion of gay adult leaders will create a void.
This decision will continue to perpetuate the message of discrimination and confusion for our young people, where neither should exist.
The LDS Church issued a statement saying, quote, "Sexual orientation has not previously been and is not now a disqualifying factor for boys who want to join Latter-day Saint Scout troops." Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
We're also following a developing story in Davis County where deputies are this afternoon revealing new information about the slayings of two young boys in West Point. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour has been live in Davis County Sheriff's Office all afternoon with more on the suspect, their brother. Peter?
Well, Tim, a murder weapon has been recovered and blood was found on the 15-year-old West Point boy accused of killing his two adopted brothers, ages 10 and 4. Davis County Sheriff Todd Richardson says no one had prior knowledge that the suspect would be capable of committing such a horrific crime.
We have not been informed that he has any type of medical disabilities whatsoever. We've never had a history file on him other than that one prior time that, you know, he did a runaway and we located him.
That was 2 years ago. Richardson says the teen is cooperating but has not confessed to committing any crime. He was left to watch the two children last night while the mother took the other three to a function. Dad is returning from an Air Force deployment today from Alabama. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Now the news of the deaths hits neighbors hard. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams continues our team coverage from West Point.
Neighbors like Angela Moffo are having a hard time coming to terms.
I have six kids of my own and I just can't imagine.
As some shed tears, others shake their heads in disbelief.
It's scary because I was at home when I believe this happened. It just goes to show you don't know what's happening.
Lindsay Caballero says she's a friend of the mom. This is a family of six children. The husband is in the military and is currently in Alabama. Flowers and balloons are showing up here as neighbors shake the feelings of helplessness. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Kennecott, Utah Copper has officially laid off 100 salaried employees due to the major landslide that happened in the mine in April. Company officials say it's a difficult day and the cuts go across several different departments.
In order for us to be a financially sustainable business moving forward, we have to manage our costs, and unfortunately that also means people costs.
Spokesman Kyle Bennett says they are not considering ways to bring these jobs back yet, but as the company grows, they hope to reduce impacts to employees like this.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Lois Lerner has been replaced as director of the Internal Revenue Service Division that oversaw agents who targeted Tea Party groups. The move comes a day after she refused to answer questions at a congressional hearing.
In other national news, thunderstorms are causing problems today in Oklahoma, disrupting funerals for some of the 24 victims of this week's major tornado. The medical examiner says six of the children who died at an elementary school suffocated after being buried under a mass of bricks and other debris. The seventh was killed instantly by a falling object.
Oklahoma City Police have corrected a damage estimate from Monday's tornado. They had said earlier today that there were 1,200 homes damaged or destroyed, but they're now releasing a statement saying the current estimate is actually 12,000.
Experts at the government's Weather and Climate Prediction Center are out with their forecast for the hurricane season that starts officially June 1st. Catherine Sullivan is the acting director of NOAA.
NOAA predicts an above normal and possibly an extremely active hurricane season with a range of 13 to 20 named storms.
Sullivan said up to six of those storms could be major hurricanes.
Well, the American Red Cross now has mobile apps for first aid, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, and wildfires. In case of natural disasters, the free applications can even help your loved ones know that you're okay.
It also offers a one-touch, I'm safe messaging feature that can push messaging out through your social media channels and your email really quickly.
Now that is Red Cross Utah Regional Director of Communications, Teresa Zundell. The Red Cross is hoping that these apps will help people be better prepared for natural disasters.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, a personal mission becomes a profession for a Utah man dedicated to preventing teen suicide.
And we'll let you know where the trouble spots are in your drive home. We still have traffic starting to look for those typical delays on the I-15 corridor. Traffic and weather is coming up.
I'm Marshall Tate, and my company's Midwest Commercial Interiors. You've heard me say the best office environments don't begin with great office furniture. They begin with great design. At Midwest, we know that great design accomplishes three things. First, it improves the functional working of your office. It enhances efficient workflow and personal productivity. It accounts for necessary personal, collaborative, and meeting spaces while integrating technology and utilizing every square foot effectively. Next, great design should look amazing, regardless of your size or budget. The aesthetic should be clean, timeless, and unique. It should help recruit and retain great talent, reflecting your company's goals, values, and success. It should impress. Lastly, great design should be value-driven. Look, expensive design solutions aren't inherently great. They're just inherently expensive. You shouldn't have to sacrifice your budget to benefit from great design. And at Midwest, you never will. It's why we say at Midwest, you'll never pay more. You'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
It's spring fever at Sound Warehouse. Time to gear up for Memorial Weekend with a great summer sound system for your car, truck, or boat. At Sound Warehouse, you'll find Utah's largest selection of mobile entertainment, in-dash navigation, car alarm, video screens, and more. Gear up now for a great summer. Pioneer and JVC AM/FM CD receivers with iPod input and remotes starting at $69. This includes two headphones, 10-inch flip-down monitor with built-in DVD and Blu-ray or tape, $298. Gear up with in-dash AM/FM CD DVDs with big-screen monitors and fast and easy iPod control by JVC, Pioneer, and Kenwood. All starting at $298. Rock the water with a complete phone system. Marine AM/FM CD with Marine cover and Marine two-way 6.5-inch speakers. All for only $99. Pick up this week's City Weekly to see more gear up for Memorial Weekend deal. Visit SoundWarehouseUtah.com. 28th and Wallach, 1680 North State or 2763 South State Salt Lake. The Warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
And in life, The Browsers with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 5:15,
the best options for protecting yourself against the sun this summer might also be the cheapest. I'm ABC's Scott Goldberg. That story is coming up.
And the News This Hour is sponsored by American Loans, the lowest rate on new or refinance mortgages. Call 1-800-NEW-RATE. KSL News Time, 5:08.
A funeral service for Francis J. Monson was held today at noon in the Salt Lake Tabernacle. KSL News Radio's Cheryl Worsley has more.
People line up outside Temple Square hours in advance to make sure they get inside the tabernacle.
Oh, I'm here to honor a wonderful, wonderful woman.
And inside, family and friends remember Francis J. Monson through words and music.
We will miss her and her beautiful personality of compassion that lifted our spirits
and brought sunshine to the cloudiest day.
My mother's motivation to be good and perform good work stemmed from her deep and abiding love for others.
Cheryl Worsley, KSL News Radio.
Keeping kids safe and well isn't just part of the job for Dr. Greg Hudnall. The longtime educator and administrator at the Provo School District is leaving his post to head a new suicide prevention nonprofit called Heal for Utah full-time. Hudnall says shaping how we discuss suicide can prevent future attempts.
As we talk about it, what we want to talk about are the resources that are available.
Heal for Utah provides suicide prevention, intervention, and postvention training for parents and teachers. It now has a new corporate sponsor, allowing Hudnall to make it the sole focus of his attention.
Time for another traffic triple team traffic coverage for you here on KSL News Radio, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And first, here's Mark Christians.
Well, it looks like a full commute now from 9 South right downtown. As soon as you get on the freeway, you're going to be in the muck and mire, and this will continue right through South Salt Lake, right into Murray, and right into Sandy if you're headed southbound on I-15. Just a really heavy traffic pattern this afternoon. Not only those getting off work and going home, but those heading southbound to get out of the city for a little vacation time this weekend here. It looks like eastbound on 215, the south end, about 1700 West, right about Redwood Road, you run into the heavier traffic, and it really intensifies at 12th West leading up towards I-15. Northbound delays still in place, 9800 South right into Midvale at 78th. Dave?
Kind of typical slowing getting into Davis County now. You're going to hit those delays just past 600 North, and being that slow and go traffic up through the North Interchange into Woods Cross, it'll break up a little bit there, and you may find a little more heavy traffic for you waiting in the Caseville stretch of I-15, but otherwise looks like a pretty good drive on the north end. We did have some earlier delays reported on the Legacy Highway just approaching Parrish Lane, so you may get some northbound slowing there. Heather?
We have delays I-15 southbound from Bangor Highway all the way around the point of the mountain to the Timpanogos Highway, and we had a listener tell us that we've got a multi-car accident in Orem. This is on University Parkway heading westbound right near the I-15 on-ramp. Right lanes are blocked and delays are backed up to Sand Hill Road intersection. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Heather Kelly, KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, temperatures today, upper 60s and low 70s. We're going to do that again on Friday. Mostly sunny, 73 in Salt Lake City. Warmer, though, by Saturday, 80 with mostly sunny skies. Few clouds start to filter in Sunday into Memorial Day Monday, but temperatures still stay above normal, upper 70s and low 80s. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
They haven't quite made it to that 70 mark. Still 69 downtown.
And we're going to keep you up to date as you head out for your Memorial Day weekend. Triple team traffic coverage every 10 minutes on the nines. We also have the extended forecast at 20 and 50, and we'll let you know what the middle of next week is looking like.
The best coverage is always here at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news traffic and weather station.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest national scenic byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubysinn.com. That's rubysinn.com.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win great prizes, like a Yellowstone getaway to Three Bear Lodge Resort, courtesy of the Montana Office of Tourism, or enter to win tickets to the Utah Shakespeare Festival, opening June 24th in Cedar City. Plus, find out more about the KSL Family Book Festival, featuring the Utah Foster Care Foundation's Chalk Art Festival, Saturday, June 15th at the Gateway. Log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Join the KSL Block Party on our Facebook page and win thousands of dollars in prizes. Visit Facebook.com/KSL News Radio and enter to win our Block Party giveaway. You could win a month's mortgage from Mountain America Credit Union. And we'll throw in a new barbecue, two beach cruiser bikes, and a $200 gift certificate to Daisy Maids, courtesy of RC Willie and Grow Social. Enter to win by visiting Facebook.com/KSL News Radio. But you need to hurry. The Block Party ends June 3rd.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The news this hour sponsored by Midwest Commercial Interiors, Utah's office furniture leader for 76 years. Remember, Midwest design, furnish, and impress.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Added news on the quarter hour on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
The decision by the Boy Scouts to lift the ban on gay scouts is being praised in some ways by LGBT advocates. The LDS Church issued a statement saying their troops never really had such a ban. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Other local stories we're following this hour. The family of a man shot and killed by police following a low-speed chase in Box Elder County is now suing a deputy. The federal lawsuit says the deputy used unnecessary force by firing on Troy Birkinshaw.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealers.
Northbound I-15 delays 600 north in Salt Lake to 2300 north in the North Salt Lake area. Southbound 15, brake lights from 9th south through 90th south. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Lots of sunshine around today, and it's going to get extra warm for the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Partly cloudy downtown, 69 degrees.
Well, it's a sunny outlook for the National Weather Service. They're working on new computer technology that will boost forecasting and storm tracking abilities. It should give forecasters much better information in places like Utah.
With this new computer capability, we should be able to see the difference between those individual mountain ranges instead of them being sort of blended together. So we should see some real improvement here in the Intermountain West.
Now, the Weather Service forecaster Larry Dunn says current global models used for tracking weather patterns don't have the resolution to see those smaller details.
When it comes to protecting yourself from the sun, you might not get what you pay for. Consumer Reports says the top two sunscreens tested are among the cheapest. Here's ABC Scott Goldberg.
Your trip to a tropical paradise can begin at Walmart or Target. Those are the stores that Consumer Reports says sell the sunscreens that do the best job blocking harmful rays.
Consumer Reports thoroughly tests sunscreens.
CR says sunscreens should block both UVA and UVB rays and should keep working after you've been in the water. And the winners? Walmart's Equate Ultra Protection SPF 50 lotion and Target's Up and Up Sport SPF 50 spray.
Paying more doesn't necessarily get you more.
Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
And stay with us. Coming up, we'll talk about the former or the Provo School District superintendent leaving because he wants to take over a nonprofit organization aimed at preventing suicide. We'll have the very latest on that coming up at 5:20.
KSL's top national story this hour, the Boy Scouts of America votes to accept scouts who say they are gay, but homosexual adults will be barred from becoming leaders. The new policy will go into effect on January 1st.
And now for more of our top national stories, here's Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk.
President Obama is defending U.S. drone strikes today, and he says it's only taken as a last resort against an enemy that moves undercover.
America does not take strikes when we have the ability to capture individual terrorists. Our preference is always to detain, interrogate, and prosecuted.
He also says the drone strikes are legal. An IRS official has been put on administrative leave in connection with the agency's targeting scandal. Lois Lerner has also lost her position as deputy director of the agency's exempt organizations division. House Speaker John Boehner says the Obama White House has been very slow in telling the truth about the IRS scandal.
Despite first claiming to be blindsided by all of it, we now know that his deputy chief of staff was even involved in the planning of the announcement. Drip, drip, drip. Every day there's something new.
An 84-year-old New Mexico woman has been indicted for drug trafficking. Officials say she hid drugs during an investigation at her apartment. Her son is suspected of running a drug operation. Five people have been arrested for robbing $4 million worth of bling from a jewelry store in Connecticut. The suspects are accused of kidnapping some store employees and forcing them to open a safe with their access code. Someone is impersonating this guy.
Open Gangnam Style.
Someone is dressed up like Psy, has been hobnobbing at the Cannes Film Festival. He's accepted free drinks and even promised to play at an upcoming show, Scott and Tim. The real Psy has been taking it in stride. He tweeted out, it seems like there's another me at Cannes. Say hi to him.
But can he dance? That's the question.
That I cannot prove.
All right. Thanks, Cleon. Coming up, of course, lots of breaking news today. First, the story of the brutal killing of two young boys, 10 and 4 years old, in West Point. Their brother now is in custody. And then the breaking news of what the vote by the National Committee of the Boy Scouts of America. We'll have the very latest on all of those things for you as the news continues.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Time again for a look at traffic and weather together. Triple team traffic all weekend long for your Memorial Day. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
Salt Lake Valley northbound from 4th South, leading right into Rose Park. Going to be a very heavy traffic pattern that direction. Southbound, you can pretty much count on the brake lights on. It starts about 8 South downtown, and it continues all the way through South Salt Lake right into Murray. There is a space just prior to the South Interchange where it looks like traffic gives up a little bit and moves a little bit quicker, but then you're right back in the slow traffic through 90 South and a stretch towards Bangor. The west side belt route, seeing a little stretch of slow traffic between California and 35th, and then westbound on 201. Same story between Redwood and 215, just a heavier traffic pattern there, Dave.
Traffic is pretty good northbound I-15 if you're heading out of Salt Lake County, although you will run into some slow spots all the way from the I-80 West Interchange up into North Salt Lake and Woods Cross. And then we have some problems right around the Point of the Mountain, both northbound and southbound. So if you're trying to leave Salt Lake County or leave Utah County, either direction, you will have problems right around that Point of the Mountain. Get your business ranked on Google. Visit RocketWebDesign.com. They'll also build your website for free with the purchase of Search Engine Optimization Package. Get found on Google, RocketWebDesign.com. Heather Kelly, KSL Traffic Center.
And that drive northbound on I-15 getting into Davis County going to be just a little bit slow for you right around the 6th North area. And then you're going to have some pockets of slowing up through the North Interchange and heading into the Woods Cross and Bountiful stretch of I-15. Otherwise, it looks like a pretty good drive up on the North End. I'm Dave Meekham in the KSL Traffic Center.
And time for KSL's Accurate and Dependable 7-Day Forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Scott and Tim, over the next 7 days, we've got a little bit of a weather roller coaster. We're on our way up right now. Temperatures will be going into the low 70s on Friday, low 80s on Saturday and Sunday. Then we start to kind of cool a bit. Partly cloudy, 79 on Memorial Day. Then mid-70s by the middle to the end of next week with a chance for a few stray showers. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank. KSL News Radio.
Right now in Salt Lake, a few clouds, 71 degrees.
The associate superintendent of the Provo School District is leaving, but he's leaving for a good reason.
Greg Hudnall takes a new job next month, focusing on his nonprofit suicide prevention foundation, Hope for Utah.
For the past 15 years, 14 and a half years, we've had a task force in Provo made up of all volunteers and called the Utah County Hope Task Force, and just, you know, a bunch of concerned citizens who wanted to get together and prevent suicide. And so I've been doing it, you know, in the evening and weekends, and now I'll be able to do it full time.
Hudnall says their task force works with many organizations.
Our task force has been organized around the concept of suicide prevention, intervention, and postvention. So we kind of have a multiple tier approach. The first approach, of course, is collaboration. So we have collaboration with Brigham Young University, IHC, Wasatch Mental Health, the school districts, and private providers, and then just volunteers.
Hudnall says the task force is creating open dialogue.
But the task force is enabled us is we're talking about it, but we're talking about it in a collaborative way. So it's not a school issue, it's not a hospital issue, it's not a mental health issue, it's a community issue.
Hudnall has been with the Provo School District for 30 years. He's able to retire and run Hope for Utah full-time now, thanks to a new corporate sponsor, Provo-based Vivint.
Well, the market started in positive territory today, but ended in the negative. We'll have the latest as we watch Utah's money coming up next.
KSL News Time 524.
Time now for Zions Bank Speaking on Business, and here's Chris Redgrave.
In the business world where you have companies that are true innovators like Blendtec and others who want a copy, who doesn't want the original? Blendtec has created a patented blender with a computerized program, so all you have to do is push a button, and it will use the exact program to create your product, from smoothies to heated soups and homemade ice cream. It's so popular, you can now find Blendtec in over 90 countries worldwide. It's no wonder this Orem company has been named Utah's Exporter of the Year. 10 years ago, Blendtec pioneered the idea of plungerless blending, where the jar is shorter with larger blades. They were also the first company to have a sound enclosure to put around the blender, which you can now find in 60 countries around the world through partnerships with companies like Jamba Juice, Starbucks, or Baskin-Robbins. Their blenders run from a line of around 6 products for the home all the way to a $14,000 self-serve smoothie machine, which puts out your smoothie with the desired flavorings in about 32 seconds. The genius behind this company is founder Tom Dixon, who's been inventing and innovating for over 30 years. He holds 2 patents on the Blendtec jar alone. He's also known for his role in the company's Will It Blend videos on YouTube, which have worldwide following. Blendtec also has a strong presence in the social media realm, with over 100,000 fans on Facebook and around 500 million views on YouTube. Blendtec has grown to a staff of 300 employees in their Orem warehouse. They take pride in their comprehensive automation process and in having their manufacturing based here. Their blenders are over 90% made in the USA. Taking care of employees is also an important focus, and they have a doctor right on site at Blendtec. There's also a fitness center, personal trainer, massage therapist, so employees have a balanced and healthy culture at Blendtec. Now that's a strong employee culture. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave, speaking on business.
After the war, my dad, Richard Whipple, came home, met Mom, and in 1947 started a family and a friendly family business called Richard Whipple Plumbing and Heating. All 9 of us kids were involved in the business. We learned to answer the phone because the business phone was our home phone. We learned our customer service philosophy from a great mentor. Work hard, do the job right, and to stand behind our work. 66 years later, we're Whipple Service Champions. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, drain cleaning, and remodeling. We're still the clean-cut, drug-tested, background-checked, friendly family business with the solid foundation from our founder. Mom is 86 now and still answers the old phone number at home. If you call 444-FAST, however, you'll get one of our staff of many terrific client care reps trained and ready to serve you, and you won't be waking up Mom. Try us out with $100 off any of our services. Call 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. Limit 1 offer per visit.
Your money at this moment on KSL. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 12 points today to finish at 15,295. The NASDAQ dropped 4. The S&P was off 4 as well.
Politics in the springtime. They're a real hornet's nest.
Conservative groups say that they, too, were targeted by the IRS.
An attempt by the Justice Department to seek phone records from the Associated Press.
I will be exonerated, and we'll be able to move forward with the things that we're working on right now.
Reports are that several references to terrorism were taken out of the documents.
Grant and Amanda update these breaking stories every morning, 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Imagine yourself at the Utah Shakespeare Festival this summer. Musicals, Shakespeare, and more are performed with additional activities to complete the experience. Don't miss the Free Green Show every Monday through Saturday evening at 7 p.m. for singing and dancing the whole family can enjoy. For Utah Shakespeare Festival tickets or information, call 800-PLAY-TIX or go to utahbard.org.
Oh,
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy nine productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
Time again for Triple Team traffic coverage on KSL News Radio, brought to you by Valerie H. Miller Dealerships. First, here's Mark Christians.
Well, everyone's going everywhere all at once this afternoon. Looking at the belt route, 215 west side from California Avenue, now leading towards 40-100 south. Very heavy traffic pattern, especially right over the 201. If you're westbound on 201, expect delays there at the transition and approaching Bangor as well. I-15, it's just pretty well a parking lot now from 1300 south, southbound for as far as you need to go. Here in the valley, northbound delays also 123rd south leading right up to the south interchange, and then northbound out of the downtown area about starts about 9 south or so, and that'll continue right up and into Rose Park. Dave?
Well, we got the normal delays for you northbound I-15 out of downtown. You're going to get that slowing just right as you get past 600 north. Going to be pockets of slowing from there through the north interchange all the way up into the Woods Cross and Bountiful stretch of I-15. And it looks like once you get beyond that point, a little heavier traffic in spots around Centerville and again in Kaysville, but really not too bad once you get out of that slowing. Heather?
You're going to have a little bit of difficulty southbound I-15 trying to leave Salt Lake Valley and head into Utah County. It's almost a parking lot sometimes right at the point of the mountain. Also, northbound 15 leaving Utah County trying to get into Salt Lake Valley. They also have a few delays there as well. But the rest of I-15, both northbound and southbound in Utah County, no problems. Get your business ranked on Google. Visit RocketWebDesign.com. They'll also build your website for free with the purchase of a search engine optimization package. Get found on Google, RocketWebDesign.com. Heather Kelly, KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures along the Wasatch Front today, upper 60s and a few low 70s, but it's going to get warmer as we head to the holiday weekend. Tonight, 45 for a low, 73 mostly sunny on Friday, 80 mostly sunny on Saturday. We'll stay in the upper 70s and low 80s right on through Memorial Day. Next week, a few more clouds and we'll cool things off by Wednesday, Thursday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 5:31. Sunny in Salt Lake City. We finally broke through 71 degrees downtown.
We have delays all along the Wasatch Front. I'm Heather Kelly.
Our top local story this hour. We're learning more this afternoon about the young victims of an apparent double murder in Davis County community of West Point. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour is live at the Davis County Sheriff's Office with more about the boys from the people who knew them. Peter?
Well, Scott, he's not just a double murder suspect. He's an honor student. That's how the principal of West Point Junior High knows the 15-year-old boy accused of killing his two younger brothers, ages 10 and 4. They were adopted. Jed Johansson called an emergency teachers meeting before classes began this morning.
We just like to inform teachers what's happening around them. Some of our teachers don't live in the community. Keep them in the loop. Some things they might be hearing from parents and family.
The Davis school spokesman says the teen was a distance runner and a member of the National Honor Society, too. Two of his brothers attended Lakeside Elementary, one of the deceased ones, but the whole family split their time between public schools and homeschooling. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Some neighbors have dropped flowers and balloons by the property where these murders unfolded.
I just wanted to know that we loved her kids just as, you know, I love mine. And I wish there was more that we could do.
Ann Dirkwachter lives just two doors down. She says she couldn't have seen this ever unfolding. The family had six kids. The father has been serving in the military and has been stationed in Alabama.
The family of a man who was shot by officers in Box Elder County have filed a federal wrongful death suit. Attorneys for the family of Troy Birkinshaw say the officer who fired didn't follow proper protocol when he reportedly shot. Attorney James McConkie says there were other options the officer had before he stepped in front of Birkinshaw slowly moving car.
In a passionate...
McConkie says that Birkinshaw took officers on a very slow chase after they tried to give him a ticket for public urination.
Politics is next on KSL News Radio. An IRS employee has been replaced after she refused to testify before Congress yesterday. Cleon Wall has more on this developing story live from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Tim, this was Lois Lerner yesterday.
I will not answer any questions or testify today.
Today, Lerner was placed on administrative leave, and the agency's new acting director replaced her as the director of the agency's Exempt Organizations Division. That's the division that oversees the employees that targeted conservative groups. Lerner told a congressional committee that she had not broken any laws or agency violations, but members of Congress called for her job after she didn't want to say anything further. Congressman Daryl Issa says he will call her back to testify again. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
President Obama is defending the use of drones as he outlines the country's national security policy. He did it in a speech at the National Defense University in Washington. ABC's Ann Compton has that story.
In a passionate defense of drone strikes, President Obama is insisting they are legal and extremely accurate.
We are choosing the course of action least likely to result in the loss of innocent life.
But under a new policy directive signed yesterday, the president says the U.S. would prefer to capture terrorists and put them on trial. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
We've got more breaking news, this time out of Phoenix, Arizona. They decided she was guilty of murder, but jurors could not reach a decision over whether or not Jodi Arias should die. A judge has just declared a mistrial in the penalty phase of her trial in Arizona. Arias could face death or life in prison for the murder of her former lover. And Scott, we've learned that this means now they will have another mini trial in July and reseat some other jurors in at least the penalty phase of this.
Right. Arizona law is different in Utah. Had they not reached a unanimous verdict for death, the sentence would have automatically been life. In Arizona, apparently, they have to go through the penalty phase again. Other stories we're following. A high-profile struggle over the status of Boy Scouts who identify themselves as gay is over, at least for now. The National Council of Boy Scouts of America this afternoon voted in favor of a policy change. It will allow all boys, regardless of sexual identity. Still, the BSA is reaffirming a commitment to moral behavior. A prohibition on gay leaders remains in place.
Rescuers say a parking garage that was closed to the public was partially collapsed outside a shopping mall in Bethesda, Maryland, killing one construction worker and severely injuring another man. Montgomery County Fire spokeswoman Beth Ann Nesselt says rescuers are at the West Point Montgomery Mall. It appears a 50,000-pound section of that parking deck collapsed outside the Macy's store there.
Al, thousands showed up today to pay their respects to Frances J. Monson, the late wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson. Her funeral was held today at the Salt Lake Tabernacle. Monson's daughter, Ann Dibb, told stories of how her mom would always take time for the kids.
It has been said that listening is an act of love. Mother must have loved me and Dad a lot because she listened to us a lot.
The grandchildren of Sister and President Monson performed a musical number, and members of the First Presidency of the Church also spoke.
Still to come as Utah's afternoon news continues.
Police in Syracuse bust up a live sex show at a movie theater. I'm Mark Jupiter.
And we'll get you the latest on your drive home and into the Memorial Day weekend with traffic and weather.
From practical to playful, Clairfield City is home to Lifetime Products, the largest manufacturer of residential basketball equipment, heavy-duty plastic tables and chairs, and outdoor sheds. Clairfield City, the city that literally has it made, is right here in our own backyard. From practical everyday products, Lifetime folding tables and chairs, gardening sheds and composters, to playful products, basketball standards, teeter-totters, swing sets, to kayaks and paddleboards. Lifetime makes products to fit your lifestyle, no matter what you're into. Shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, planting a vegetable garden, or kayaking down a river. Lifetime Products makes durable, lasting products. Impressive manufacturers, a first-class city. That's Clairfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth for our local community. Now you know why the slogan, "We've Got It Made," is true. It's not just about basketball standards, but a standard of living. It's a way of life. Clairfield City.
Attention,
On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
Doug Wright.
When the president said, now we're just kind of mopping things up. Sir, are you kidding me?
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 5:45, shock and grief this afternoon for friends and family of two young boys killed in West Point.
This portion of the news sponsored by your Utah Acura dealers. Visit Mike Hill Acura in Murray or Jody Wilkinson Acura downtown. Luxury, intelligently priced. KSL News Time, 5:38.
Now, Syracuse police stage a sting at a movie theater where they say an unauthorized live midnight sex show had been arranged. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has more.
Police learned about it from an anonymous informant. They say a contract cleaner at the movie theater got the idea to put some prostitutes to work and invite customers to either watch or participate. Police Chief Garrett Atkins says he advertised on the internet.
They had it kind of tiered out, so for $75 you could be a participant, for $50 you could sit in the second row, $35 sit in the third row.
Only two of up to 50 customers showed up, along with some police officers posing as customers. When the act began, cops moved in. They arrested a half dozen people on numerous charges. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, now 5:39. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Time for some triple team traffic. I know that some of our co-workers have already bugged out for the weekend, and Mark, it looks like some other folks are sneaking out too.
That's right, and it is taking its toll on traffic right now, especially if you're just leaving the downtown area. 8 South now, going to be crowded with the brake lights, bumper-to-bumper traffic in place right through Murray. And in fact, that continues through Sandy with a good patch of slow traffic right into Draper if you're heading further southbound. Some northbound delays also causing some problems between 114th South, leading right up to the South Interchange on the West Side Belt. If you're trying to get out of town using the West Side Belt from California Avenue now through 35th, looks pretty tough. And eastbound on 201 to join I-15, that starts about Redwood Road, but you'll see brake lights there as well, Dave.
Traffic southbound I-15 looks pretty good, though we have some slowdowns from Bangor Highway around the Point of the Mountain. And then, unfortunately, if you're near 6th East in Lehigh, you are going to run into some debris. It's blocking the right lane. And as people are trying to swerve to the right and to the left, that is causing kind of a parking lot situation, backed up almost 2 miles to Milepost 282. That's 1850 North in Lehigh. Dave? Or not. Put some fun in your children's lives at the largest princess-specific adventure in America, June 18th through 29th at Thanksgiving Point. Find more information at princessfestival.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
And that drive into Davis County is going to be a little bit slow for you as you head your northbound on I-15. Got just a little slowing traffic coming past 600 North between there, the North Interchange, getting up into North Salt Lake. That stretch of I-15 is a little bit of slow and go in spots, but on the whole, much better drive for you on I-15 northbound in Davis County. And then things are looking for you on the south end. I'm Dave Meekham in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, this morning it was a little crisp out there. 30s and low 40s along the Wasatch Front. We've been in the upper 60s and low 70s today, and it's going to get a little warmer as we head on into the holiday weekend. Overnight, 45 for a low, sunny and 73 on Friday, 80 on Saturday, and then low 80s for the holiday, Sunday into Monday, Memorial Day. A little cooler air moves in next week. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Kevin Eubank. KSL News Radio.
71 degrees in Salt Lake.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649 after mail-in rebate. Shade your windows or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have three sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherland's.com.
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful San Pete Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah, rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to MormonMiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda.
Doug Wright.
This is going up the food chain rather than trickle down. This is trickle up.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. An added hit of news and traffic from KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, the sheriff of Davis County says deputies have the weapon believed used in the slayings of two West Point boys. Their older brother being held as a suspect, both victims had been adopted.
Other local stories we're following this hour. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is standing by the Boy Scouts of America. The BSA National Council is changing its admission policy to allow all boys, regardless of sexual orientation. In a statement, the LDS Church says sexual orientation has never been a disqualifying factor for LDS troops.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Freeway temporarily blocked off at 600 East in Lehigh, headed southbound as UHP tries to get rid of a whole bunch of debris in the lanes of travel right through the area there. Traffic starting to back up pretty well through the area. Marcus Jansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine around today, and that sunshine sticks around right on through the holiday weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Right now in Salt Lake, 71 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour, an IRS official over the division that targeted conservative groups has been replaced. The move comes after Lois Lerner refused to answer questions before a congressional committee. Lerner has also been placed on administrative leave.
Two women are coming to grips with that a boy they knew could have committed a double murder.
Shock. Just shock.
doesn't seem his character.
Perfectly normal kid, just, I mean, really
all
smart.
All of them are.
Yeah.
Very loving. It's such a loving family.
Mother and daughter Marie Shepherd and Callie Gibson have known 15-year-old West Point boy since he was born. Now Davis County Sheriff's deputies have arrested him on suspicion of stabbing and killing two of his adopted brothers, ages 10 and 4, in the family's home. Gibson praised the teen as remarkably brilliant.
I always remember his mom would just come over and just, oh, he did this and this, and just was really, really smart, very kind, very sweet, you know, just a remarkable kid. So the mom, she's an amazing person.
She is.
She's very kind. She would give you the shirt off of her back, even if she had nothing. Always helping anybody and everybody. Very selfless. She was an amazing mom, too. I mean, she adored all of her children.
Gibson says she also is the mother's best friend. She fondly remembers sharing recipes. Shepherd says the youngest four of the six children were adopted, and Gibson fought back emotion as she contemplated what happened to her best friends that could happen to anyone.
It really hit home to me because, I mean, I have a 10-year-old son, and I would be absolutely devastated if anything ever happened to him. And, you know, you can only imagine, but you never know what they're going through, and I just... I know that the children's mom will keep them, she'll be strong for them, for sure. She's always been a really strong woman.
Davis schools say that the 15-year-old boy was a member of the National Honor Society and, as a matter of fact, was set to pick up two awards at a ceremony tonight. Now Gibson is planning a fundraiser to help bury his two younger brothers on March 1st. All of the money she makes at Gossip and Hair Nail Salon in Clearfield will go to that end.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Right now, time for more Triple Team traffic coverage on KSL, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. First, here's Mark Christiansen.
Well, it looks like UHP is working on a new accident. A couple of cars connected near 3200 South, southbound I-15. Traffic has been pretty heavy behind that for the last hour, well, 45 minutes to an hour or so. Starting to see a little reprieve at the back end of the brake lights. Now 13th South will be where you'll run into those. And you can just pretty much plan on that slow traffic pattern on and off all the way through the Salt Lake Valley here, leading right up and almost to Bangor before you hit the point of the mountain. Northbound delays, they're there. 114th now leading back into the greater Midvale area. And then the west side belt route still heavy from 35th now through 4700 South. Dave?
The drive into Davis County, you got a little bit of slow and go in the normal spots. You're going to get that as you come up through the North Interchange. A little bit of more minor slowing as you drive through the Kaysville area coming northbound on I-15. But really, all in all, you've got a pretty good drive on the north end in Davis County. Heather?
Hey, we have a pretty messy commute now southbound 15 as you approach Bangor Highway and make your way all the way down to Timpanogos Highway. That is pretty slow and stop and go there. But then the real stoplights occur as you make your way from Lehigh, right as you enter Lehigh, all the way down almost to American Fork. It gets almost stopped in some places. That is due to debris that was on the road earlier. UHP has now removed that. Mosey Cloud Backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files and securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at Mosey.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for that 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubank back with some great news for Memorial Day.
Scott and Tim, a nice day outside. Mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 60s and low 70s. It's going to get even warmer for our weekend. Upper 70s to low 80s by Saturday and Sunday. Memorial Day, partly cloudy and 79. Looks nice. Next week, some clouds move in a little cooler, low to mid 70s by Wednesday, Thursday, with a slight chance for showers. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank. KSL News Radio.
Right now, 71 downtown.
And time for KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. And here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
Has it been a while since you bought a new car? If you're in the market, know this. 40 miles per gallon is the new 30 miles per gallon. But do you fork over your hard-earned cash for a car that gets 40 mpg? Or do you keep driving the one that gets you about 33 or 34 mpg on the freeway? Well, let's do some math. The 40 mpg car will cost you about $1,600 in gas a year. The 34 mpg car right now costs you about $1,800. It's only a $200 difference a year. But if you're driving a V6 or a V8 engine everywhere you go and you do a lot of city driving, that 40 mpg car may just be the perfect fit. The gas you save could help fund your next big summer vacation. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time?
I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
The drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play. This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Sells organic cage-free eggs. They're each a Utah's own product.
Oakdale Egg Farms, over 100 years of producing local, fresh, high-quality eggs. Visit Oakdale.com.
Your money at this moment. The Dow finished the day down 12 points to 15,295. The NASDAQ off 4. The S&P dropped 4 as well.
Hey, Dad. Whoa. What is that?
Oh, hey, son. What do you think? It's my new bike.
It's great. But how did you afford it?
Your college fund. What else?
Dad, what were you thinking?
Well, your mom and I realized we never talked to you about the dangers of drinking alcohol underage.
But I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, sure, not yet. But your mom and I never set clear rules about no underage drinking. So it's probably just a matter of time.
Dad!
We really let you down, son. New research shows that alcohol can impair memory and learning capabilities in a teen's developing brain. So you're not going to need that college fund after all.
There's still time to set rules.
Well, son, I don't know. We really should have talked to you sooner.
Honey, the hot tub is here. What? I don't drink, and I want to go to college.
Well, I guess there is that 30-day return policy. But don't tell your mom. She tried on like 300 swimsuits.
Want to keep your kids alcohol-free? Visit parentsempowered.org.
Hey, give me your lungs. Don't pretend like you didn't hear me. Your lungs, right now. Or I'll rearrange your face so you have to wear those glasses on your chin.
Give me your pancreas or you'll be sorry. I'll make you sorry. You better hand over your pancreas or else. You don't want me to get angry.
Hey, wise guy, give me your skin. Don't ask questions. I just want it, that's all. Hand it over, or you'll be wearing my fist print on your face for a week.
Cancer is a bully.
Don't give it what it wants. Fight back hard with Intermountain Healthcare's team method to treatment, which gives you a group of cancer experts who coordinate and optimize your treatment, meaning you can stand up against cancer.
Whoa, okay. Okay, keep your skin. I was just kidding. You know, me and you, we kid around all the time, right? Fine, I'm leaving. I'll leave now. Hey, we should have lunch sometime or something.
Intermountain Cancer Centers. Healing for life.
How tomorrow moves.
Time again for some triple team traffic for you on the nines here, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Mark, we'll start with you.
Well, here's what we're looking at. If you're southbound on I-15, it looks like traffic's starting to give up a little bit, but from I-80, the split there at about 2500 south, just plan on brake lights on and off. The tapping continues through Sandy and then again towards Bangor, the far south end of the Salt Lake Valley here. It looks like the big delays have cleared up on the 215 west side belt. I don't see any problems eastbound 80 through Parley's at all if you're headed towards Park City. Dave?
Well, the north end's been the best part of your drive this evening, and that's certainly the way it is wrapping up as we head out of downtown right now. You're going to be in pretty good shape until you get about 10th North, and you're going to get some slow and go through the north interchange. A little bit more slowing northbound on I-15 and the Kaysville stretch, but even that's really not going to be a horrible thing for you right now. And beyond that, northbound I-15 up into the Weber County area looking pretty good. Heather?
Hey, traffic is easing up a little bit. Southbound 15, you still have a little bit of brake tapping right around the point of the mountain as you head to Timpanogos Highway. And just a teeny bit of crowding still remaining throughout Lehigh where that earlier debris had been cleared out. But the worst delays you're actually going to have is northbound 15 leaving Utah County, heading up to the point of the mountain and into Salt Lake County. Other than that, looks pretty good. Got what it takes to be a Spartan? We'll see about that. The Reebok